This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Roethlisberger talked to Bob Pompieni last night, 6-11. It was on KDKA-TV. It's on KDKA.com. Ben was asked, what about all those people that questioned your leadership, called you a bad leader this offseason?
They were hurtful, you know, and it was hurtful to myself. It was hurtful to my family. I always want to get better. I always strive to be the best that I can be. And last year, we weren't good enough.
You weren't good enough last year, and you're striving to get better. What's that mean for this year?
We didn't make the playoffs. So I need to, as a leader of that football team, because leadership ultimately is about winning football games. And I didn't do a good enough job of being a leader because we didn't make the playoffs. There's more than one leader in that locker room, and we're lucky to have them. It's Ramon Foster, it's Marquise Pouncey, Cam Hayward, just to name a few.
As Aditi Kinkabwala tweeted yesterday, Ben Roethlisberger acknowledges he heard all the talk and ostensibly took it to heart. Do we believe that for the franchise as a whole, and Ben Roethlisberger specifically, this is a turning of the page, a closing of that chapter of Steelers drama, that we've moved past it?
That's already happened. It already happened when Antonio Brown left town. Yes. Yes. This felt like a cleansing. This felt like a, all right, you know what it felt like? The baby was born, and now here's the party where everybody gets to see it and kiss it. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the public unveiling of the baby. That's what the Pompieni interview felt like. The turning of the page happened whenever Ramon Foster, whenever Pouncey, whenever Hayward in the offseason just backhanded slapped a couple people and said, we're not doing things like this anymore. And they came out on social media, and they weren't on the offensive, but they were real quick defensively and said, new sheriff in town, things have changed. You want to talk? You come and talk to me about it. Well, and it's going to be interesting to see, though, what happens with Terrell Edmunds favoriting a tweet yesterday. Yeah. And if he was just doing, if he didn't understand the mechanism, if he really, I don't think he'd be dumb enough to like have AB side in this, although he did work out with them at times this offseason. He did work out with them in Florida a couple times, which is very interesting. But I do think, to answer the question that you asked, I think that the drama, as I said, as the drama was going on, the drama largely, if not fully, left the building whenever Antonio Brown did.
Well, I think there was a chance for Pandora's box to be reopened, at least a crack, yesterday in Ben's conversation with Pomp, and he didn't. He didn't take the slightest bit of bait. He didn't crush Antonio Brown. Didn't even really get a sideways swipe in at him. He took the highest road possible, it felt like to me. And you can criticize Ben Roethlisberger for maybe moments of leadership or poor decision in the past. It felt like yesterday's interview, last night's interview, hit all the right notes. It really did. It
There's
felt like
be
Ben Roethlisberger said just what he should have said.
I would bet, Jim, today, when you go in that building today for OTAs, that it's just the air is going to feel different. The locker room's going to feel different. The availabilities are going to feel different. The tense nature with which that locker room felt, especially from like week 7 on last year, what's going on with AB? Is Le'Veon Bell ever going to show up? I guess never he's going to show up. That tense nature with the thing that weighed on everybody's shoulders is just totally going to be lifted, and it's going to be a much looser organization.
Yeah, I guess. The thing is that we're so limited as to when we can get in there. Quite honestly, when I was in the locker room last year, when I'd go in there, unless I went in after practice, well, actually, when Bell wasn't there at all, but I'm saying like AB was hardly ever there at other availabilities unless they were coming off the practice field, and sometimes even after practices he wasn't. So it's difficult to know the dynamic, but I can't guys in the locker room, players must have to look around. Oh, there's AB. What's going on around his locker? Look at all those people over there. What's he saying now? You know, there has to be a lot of that. And that kind of stuff went on with Bell. When Bell was around, like he'd be talking to a scrum. And, you know, I've even stood with other players when these things are happening. When
this
they
is
go,
the first time in history a cloud isn't over Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I mean, really?
there could be something else. But we talk about this a lot. There are so many decent guys in that locker room. in terms of and a name that, you know, Ben didn't throw out there because he hasn't been around forever is Hayden.
Mm-hmm. Or DeCastro.
DeCastro is another one too. You know, all the offensive linemen, they're solid. And the defensive linemen, you know, Hayward, Tuitt, you know, all those guys. So there is a good nucleus of guys that get it in that locker room. I think, you know, from Ben's leadership narrative, that to me the important thing is to lead by example, and that includes being there for the next 3 weeks, and it includes being there. And I know you want to save his arm, right? There are only so many throws left in it, but there needs to be some. Hey, look, if he doesn't get reps during practice at training camp, I'm okay with it. If he works individually with the newer guys that are going to be crucial to the team.
There's a very important process of building chemistry and rapport with some of the new guys and some of the guys that are going to take on bigger roles.
I do think from a fan standpoint, that is a big question, and that is something that people want to answer on the phone lines, is from here right now, is this a different Mike Tomlin lets these guys do whatever they want, or this team is too loose, or the leash is too long. Is this a different organization starting May 21st, 2019, for the rest of Ben's time when he's a Steeler?
Right. 412-928-9370 to answer that question. And just your reactions in general to the Ben Roethlisberger interview with Bob Pompiani last night on KDKA-TV. So that Ben Roethlisberger interview with Bob Pompiani, is that really a page-turning moment, or is this whole offseason been with the dispatching of Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell? What'd you think of that interview?
Wonder
in
what
general?
Jacko in Southern California thinks of
He's
it.
Too busy being recognized
think
on the
he'll
street
call again today?
Orange County.
He called yesterday. Man, it was tough.
Yeah, he did call.
Yeah, what did you think about that, producer
typical
Matt?
Typical stuff.
Jacko. Mm. Oh, Ron, I'm out here in Southern California. Dodgers coming into town next weekend.
Jacko. Somebody told me they heard me on the radio.
All the time. Yeah, uh-huh. Right. Like, you're walking around Huntington Beach and somebody stops you.
Oh, that's the Pittsburgh guy.
That's the guy I heard
they
on the radio
who
in
he
Pittsburgh.
Looks, what he looks like.
Yes, exactly.
Jacko is, he's just delusional as Antonio Brown. He should be Antonio Brown's PR guy.
Maybe, Jacko. What if Jacko is really secretly Ed Chapo?
He could be. I don't know. What if Jacko?
412-928-9370, 916 on your Tuesday morning time, brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. John Wayne are going to join us in a little less than 15 minutes at 9:30. Tim's in the car. He joins us now on the Fan Morning Show. Morning, Tim.
Howdy ho.
Hey.
Hey, guys, don't you think it was a dig whenever he said, I honor my contract? I mean, isn't that sort of part two of the whole saga? Is he wanted more money?
Well, hold on. Let's say it was. Let's then advance whatever line that you're on here. Do you hold it against Ben? Do you think it's a bad look? Like, where are you going with it?
I'll be honest with you. I don't care either way. But I'm
well.
Just
no,
saying.
No. You care either way. Yeah, you absolutely do. If you pointed it out. So, what was the end to the means with Ben saying that then, if you feel that was a dig? Because I don't. I think it was just a manner of speaking, but continue.
Well, I feel as though he was just poking at the fact, and maybe it's a backhanded thing. Maybe it was not intended to be anything negative. Maybe he was just pointing out the fact, hey, I'm the better guy because I honor my contract.
Or maybe he was just
I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing.
What if he was just independently talking about himself and just pointing out a fact?
He could be, and we're never going to know.
Well, this all comes back
to I think we're
Tim,
getting pretty – here. This comes back to me for – we have to get real nitpicky in order to even try to find anything controversial in that interview.
Yes, and I think – everybody has their preconceived notions of Ben Roethlisberger, right? He's been in this town for 15 years. It's hard not to have some idea of what you think about Ben Roethlisberger, right, if you live in Pittsburgh. People aren't losing those preconceived notions based
right,
on yesterday's
right,
interview.
Right.
And I think there are, to be honest,
like if you think he's a goof that can't behave in Georgia and wrecked his motorcycle because he's an idiot, then you're never going to get past that.
Unfortunately, I think that's the majority of people. Now, I will be honest. I think it is possible to look at Ben Roethlisberger and say, he's a different dude at 37 than he was at 23.
And I do.
And I do, too, and I think that's why we've been able to play this down the middle. Like, people get on us all the time, oh, you only say nice things about Ben because you want him to do the show. No, we say nice things about Ben when there's nice things to say about Ben.
We're pretty damn critical of him in the aftermath of the Denver game.
Crushed
I'll tell you
him
that
after
much.
The Broncos game. And so, but this comes back to the majority of people And we put up the Twitter poll this morning. It's at Fan Morning Show. Your thoughts on Ben's interview with Pomp. Did Ben come out looking good, bad, or about
and
the same?
And we just get one vote.
Right. 40% of people are saying, about the same. People's attitudes about Ben Roethlisberger are not going to change.
You're right about that. You are and I don't think they've changed in a long time. I think they've been massaged a little bit one side or the other over time, over the past decade or so. But I don't think they've changed in totality.
No. Like, I'm always going to think he's a knucklehead to an extent for what he did when he was in his early 20s.
Where I think he's changed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I can also relate in a way. And I could relate to some of what he was saying yesterday because, yeah, I was a knucklehead in my early 20s too. I did some stupid stuff. But here I am in my late 30s and I'm a changed person. And I believe he can be somewhat of a changed person.
I'll tell you where I think he's changed. Where Ben was in love with poking the bear. I mean, in love. One of his favorite things to do when you'd hear his radio spots. He had several opportunities with Pompeiani to do just that. And I think he just said to himself, you know, it's not worth it. The guy's gone. He's out of here. I gain nothing by this. Our team gains nothing by this. And it's just drama that perpetuates if I do that now. The book is closed, and I'm going to go ahead and shut the backbinding of it and just close
it. But despite that fact, there's folks like Tim who are going to say, no, did you hear that one thing he said?
And God bless them.
If
they're
that's
always
going
to try to find that. But I honestly think that Ben Roethlisberger yesterday went into that in calculated fashion with Pompeiani and said, I could if I wanted. And I'd actually have a lot of people in Pittsburgh would have my back if I poked the bear. But I'm just not going to do it. It's not worth it. I got what I wanted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.